One of the world's biggest bartender conventions is underway in New Orleans now. It's called Tales of the Cocktail. Mixed drink experts from all around the globe are there to compare notes and recipes, too. Now, covering such a merry gathering is a tough assignment, we're sure. But freelance writer Camper English is up to the task. He's been chatting all this week with bartenders from many countries, and he's got some stories to tell, starting with how a drink is served in Japan.
The drink may be simple, but the preparation, the amount of care and attention that they give to you, the customer, as well as to the drink, is huge and tremendous. So by the time the thing comes, not only are you very thirsty because you've been waiting for a long time, but you also feel very special by all the preparation that has been done to make this drink just for you. And that's the attention that they give to you in Japan.
And I guess there's one particularly interesting Japanese bartender. He has a certain kind of art to his tending.
Yes, his name is Ueno Hidetsuegu, and he's just known as Ueno-san within the industry. And he is famous for his bar in Tokyo, High Five Bar, as well as for carving diamond-shaped ice cubes for per drink order. If you order, say, a whiskey on the rocks, it's going to be just on one big, sexy ice diamond. And as well as there's a Japanese style of shaking called the hard shake.
Describe it. Like athletic?
Though it's known as the hard shake, it's actually not very hard. There's a system of angles that the bartender uses to make the ice fly in a circular motion inside of the cocktail shaker, which provides maximum aeration to the drink. Looks really cool at the end of the day. You're shaking up and down and up and down instead of just back and forth like an American bartender might do.
And you can charge more that way too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. The longer it takes, the bigger the tip.
Yeah, that's right. How about some of the British bartenders?
Yes, there are many British bartenders. The London cocktail scene was ahead of the American cocktail scene for several years. I think now we're catching up pretty well. But if we think of more of a traditional English butler, very polite, very always acting like a host, not treating you just as another restaurant customer, that is what they'd be known for, as well as the London bars right now are in love with over-garnishing a drink. It might be six pieces of garnish on one single cocktail.
So what kind of garnishes?
Well, everything from traditional, like mint, powdered with powdered sugar, to some things you might see on cake decoration, the little pearls of gold and silver, some flowers, orchids are very big, straw made out of a vanilla bean, things of that. And the most wonderful and ridiculous things you can think of to put on top of a drink, you'll find in the London bar scene in particular.
You go worldwide seeking out the best cocktails, alcoholic or not. Can you give us your favorite?
I have become obsessed with Trubs, which are drinking vinegars. The vinegar adds a little bit of tingling effervescence to the tongue. That it's much better than it probably sounds.
That's Camper English, whose blog is alcademics.com, speaking to us from New Orleans, where he's been attending the Tales of the Cocktail Bartender Convention. We have a link to Camper's drink list on our website. We'd also like to hear from you about your own favorite cocktail recipes, alcoholic or non. Send them to theworld.org.